My name is Barnat. I'm part of the Snap and Microblocks teams. Snap is being developed in two different places. One is at SAP, a company, a European company with headquarters in Germany. The other side of the team is on the other side of the ocean in California, in the University of Berkeley, California. And today I want to talk to you about a new extension that I've been developing for Snap, inspired on a modification of Snap that we did a bunch of years ago in collaboration with Eric Rosenbaum from the MIT and Duke Skoschitz from the Pratt Institute in New York. It was a modification of Snap to generate 3D geometry, and now we've turned it into an extension of Snap. So now it's part of Snap. You can load it right from the IDE. It's not a separate project anymore. So how does it work? As I said, it's inspired in Beetleblocks. And I don't know if any of you knew Beetleblocks. Yeah, apart from the team members. So basically in Beetleblocks, we had a lot of different shape primitives. You could make a sphere, you could make a cube, you could make a, right? And Yadgan and I were discussing how we could rethink this way of generating geometry. And we came up with the idea of having just one primitive and have it be very powerful, have it be very versatile. And that primitive we came up with was extrusion. We did have extrusion in Beetleblocks, but it was a very crude extrusion, not very versatile. And we decided if we made extrusion very versatile, we might be able to generate all kinds of geometry with just one operation. So let's talk about the beetle. The beetle is our character. It's a cartoonish character. And this character can move around in 3D space. It's, as it says, the 3D analog to the logo turtle. Turtles can only move on the ground, on the 2D space, but beetles, they can dig underground and they can fly. So they have the capacity to move in a third dimension. What's extrusion? Well, extruding is pushing a 2D shape into the 3D world, right? It's generating volume by, you know, transforming a 2D shape into a prism, right? While moving, the beetle can generate it. You can think of it as, you know, the point is a 0D object, so it's just a point. But with a curve, you have to specify which points are contained in this curve, right? We have a bunch of default ones, such as the semicircle, so you don't have to enter the points of a semicircle, but if you want to create your own surfaces, you can do so by using a custom list of points. Extruding a polygon creates a volume. If it's a closed polygon and you extrude it, then we assume that you're trying to generate a volume, a capped extrusion, right? And of course, again, a polygon can also be defined as a list of points, so you can generate your custom geometry whatever way you'd like. Other operations that you can apply to extrusions are things like scaling. You can scale things in both dimensions or in both dimensions at the same time or in different ratios for each dimension. That's how you can squish and elongate shapes to get different sorts of extrusions. You can also translate the extrusion base. So the beetle is sort of wearing this this extruder, this header of the Play-Doh press, but you can ask the beetle to move it away from their body, right? And this lets you generate different kinds of extrusions as well. This may seem arbitrary, this may seem like we just made this up, but these operations came as necessities when we were trying to replicate shapes from the real world or mathematical shapes or shapes that we wanted to create, and we found that extrusion alone was good, but maybe we needed also scaling, maybe we needed also offsets to be able to generate all those shapes. So what else? If you only have extrusion, then extrusion must be very versatile. So we also allow you to programmatically generate these extrusion bases. So you can use regular turtle geometry. That's what we're doing here. And we're logging the positions of the Snap sprite. I don't know if everyone is familiar with Snap. It's very similar to Scratch. You have a stage with sprites, you have a scripting area and a bunch of blocks. This object here can move in 2D space, right? 2D space is easier to think of. And so if I wanted to create, a pentagon, I could just repeat 5 times. If I didn't even want to think, I could do 360 divided by 5, and then I could put my pen down and put my pen up in the end. And it's rather easy to create 2D shapes in Snap. So the idea behind this is you will know how to create your 2D shape, so we let you use that 2D shape as an extrusion. Do 3 very simple challenges: a cube, a cylinder, and a sphere. To make a cube, let me first open the 3D window. This is our beetle here. And to make a cube, the only thing we need to do is we start extruding a square. You can see the square here. By default, all shapes have a base dimension of 1 unit. In this case, the side of the square is 1 unit. And I will just move 1 step. And there's your cube. Okay, so this used to be a primitive in beetle blocks. Now it's 2 blocks, but the versatility of extrusion makes up for it. So how would you make a cylinder here? Well, it's pretty easy, right? You just have to extrude a circle instead and move. There's your cylinder. Turns out there's another way to think about things once you have zero-step extrusion. But we'll see that in the next challenge. So how would you make a sphere? Well, a sphere is kind of complicated, right? How do I extrude something into a sphere? Well, that's where zero-step extrusion comes in, right? If instead of moving while I'm extruding, I just rotate the x-axis, let's say by 10 degrees, so the angles come out, so the divisions come out easy, and this would be 36 times, and I reset. Let me first show you what the beetle does. It rotates, it does a full turn, right? 360 degrees. If I start extruding and then move 0 steps after each one of these rotations, and 0 steps also at the end, I get a sphere, yeah? Because I'm stamping on space while rotating. Does it make sense? Okay, so this is how you get some of the primitives that we used to have in beetle blocks into. Again, the primitives got a little bit more, the platonic solids got a little bit more complicated, but it allowed us to create different shapes that we were not able to create in beetle blocks. So personally, I think the trade-off is great. So let's see, how would we create slightly more challenging shapes, such as a volumeless tube? A volumeless tube would be a tube with zero thickness walls, yeah? Of course, if I start extruding a circle and I move, as I said in the beginning, this is going to create a volume. I don't want these 2 caps, right? I do not want them. By having, the X scale be very little and the Y scale be very high, even higher than that, 5, and doing the exact same thing. And there's your, oops, what did I do again? I moved too little, right? Reset. Let's do, oh, not change, but set, sorry. Set. Set shape scale. Yeah, there we go. Okay, so there's in the tube that has actual walls. And what about a cone? A cone is an interesting one. A lot of shapes have actually 2 different ways of being generated, the extrusion way or the revolution solid way. To make a cone, you probably have thought of, having a slanted line and turning around these axes, right? Doing 0 steps extrusion. It would be similar to this cone, but with a slanted line. We could also do it with a triangle. We could have a triangle and rotate by moving 0 steps. There's your cone, right? But there is another way. The other way is to use the scale. We start extruding a circle. And now we move 0 steps just to, stamp this circle in space. And now the trick is that we set the shape scale to 0. If the scale is 0, what we have now is a point, right? So if we now move, we are extruding this big circle into a point. And that's what a cone is, right? So if I now move 1 step, there's your cone. Okay, so these were a few very short examples of how to think in extrusion and 3D geometry from a first-person perspective, from a turtle's perspective. Now let me show you a bunch of examples of things that we've created and printed with this extension. This was a classical BeetleBlox example that is, it was one of the first things that we made with BeetleBlox and we printed, and I thought I would like to print it again with a new extension. You can also design actual things. This was traditionally very hard to do with BeetleBlox. With all these new extrusion capabilities, you can actually, this thing here is one of the examples in a 3D CAD examples book, so it's meant for us. This is also for the Talking Granada. This is a shape of a tile that you can see all over in Granada. And what we did is we printed a mold, and I had a friend of mine who's a ceramist cut tiles and bake them in the oven for me, so we could recreate the actual tiles that you can see in Granada. And then this is my favorite one. It's my bookend. It's a Sierpinski fractal bookend for my bookshelf. And I think that's all. Thank you. And I think we have 3 minutes for questions.